Just because you travel doesn't mean you can't keep your routine. The more obstacles travel puts between us and our well-being, the more we strive to work well. At Westin Hotels and Resorts, we're focused on empowering your well-being. With Westin Meetings, you work and feel your best with nutritious snacks and nourishing smoothies that give you the energy you need to power through any meeting. Don't leave your well-being behind. We give you the choice to get up or to rise. Search Westin online to find out more. Westin, let's rise.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Welcome to the Johnny Vaughan 4 till 7 thing podcast. This week, legendary star of stage and screen, possibly the greatest guest a show could ever wish for. Ladies and gentlemen, is that you? No, I just... William Shatner is on the show, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Plus, and it's stealth humour.
Right.
Plus, but you discover it when it's gone.
Yeah.
We discover how you'd accessorize a super yacht. I thought that was a very exciting little item.
Very
there, guys.
Constructive chat.
It was cheeky.
Yeah.
It was cheeky without being offensive.
Yeah.
And we're joined by Santa's head elf, Mick, or, well, his name is Mick. I called him Mike, and that was a terrible thing. As we help compile Santa's list of the badly behaved without anyone being a bit busy or grasping anyone. Enjoy it.
Radio X.
Cheese salading things. You just can't help yourself. It's like a disease.
It's not. It's a gift.
It's not a gift. Sorry, Gav's just now seen Once Upon a Time in America.
In Hollywood.
In Hollywood. And he's now, where did you rent it? On BT?
I rented it, yeah.
And now he's saying, oh, Santa, I never realised. I was like, Gav, I haven't seen it, but just it didn't stop him. He goes, it won't affect you. Okay, well, it's affected you.
Good Santa, though, isn't it? Good though.
It's good, yeah.
How was your weekend, Dr. Santa Templeton?
Very quiet. It's that time of year when all my socialising happens Monday to Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday I just hide from the world and watch Elf.
Elf, do you know something? It might well be the best film ever
so
made.
Good.
It doesn't stop giving, does it?
Every time there's something new.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
And sometimes you just chance in on it. You think, this isn't Elf. This can't be. And then you think, oh, it is.
I forgot this little bit.
Where he's done. Little Simon, how's your weekend?
Yeah, good.
You got a haircut?
Yes.
Okay, just show Santa the back of your hair. Look what he's done. Look, he's like a copper. Look.
What have you done?
Oh, no!
He's got what's called a Boston back. There's two ways to do
very
hair.
Very straight line.
There's two ways to do the back of hair. One is a natural fade,
yes.
which is the normal way.
It's short, it's clipped up to the whatever the shape.
And the other
of
is for people who fancy themselves as in the services.
I think it looks a bit like the hairdresser or barber got bored and thought, I'll just...
He's literally just squared it off really high.
Really harsh.
It's like he used a ruler.
Yeah,
I reckon he did.
Yeah. It looks like I don't know, but a prison officer, police,
yeah. Oh, no.
RAF.
I didn't ask for it. Is there any way I can get it back?
But
what you've got is a serviceman's cut.
It's so high, I don't think you could fade it because it will be weirdly higher than your ear line then.
The only thing you're missing, little Si, is the thin moustache and a small cane under your armpit.
But that haircut, it's like only the most sort of officious people get within the prison service, within the police. Within the services, that's what the guys who really are petty get.
I'm sure it'll go down well with your first Christmas with your new wife's family.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to be the big Christmas haircut as well.
How was your weekend, Johnny?
I just slobbed out. Yeah. Unfortunately, I got addicted to After Escobar.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you know, in box sets, just become a really bad Colombian soap opera.
Yeah.
It's actually now not, really cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, there was moments in El Chapo and I was thinking, I'm just watching Mexican soaps really at home now. And it is so bad and I can't stop watching it. The other day,
Not so many military helicopters anymore and those expensive things to film.
Bugger all.
Yes.
They've kept them in like a cell block with like five of them who move round behind every shot to look like the same gang. You're thinking, hang on a second, they just panned on. They must have all run round just to make a lot. There's more. Anyway, so I started watching this thing, which is dreadful. Yeah, I mean, absolutely dreadful. And his wife has started seeing, the Escobar hitman's wife started, I say this because I know no one's going to watch it, has started seeing this singer.
Okay. Yeah.
Who is the worst singer. He's an actor playing a singer. But he even sings while they're making love.
Oh, no.
To show us that he's a singer, just to remind us that he's a singer. Literally. Toda una vida. Me estaría contigo. He's doing all that when he sees all the time.
Do women like that when a man sings in the love making?
I don't
process?
Know, but he sings in bars. He just sings there. They cut back to a bar. He's just singing in the bar. And then there's a guy with the guitar and they're harmonizing. And they cut back later and then they're now just chatting. And now the guy at the bar with the guitar, he's just getting on thinking, that can't happen.
That's not real.
Anyway, the point about it is, this show, it says one series. Mm. So I thought, oh, well, I'll look ahead. See, I mean, I thought it would have stopped by now. I'm like 14 episodes in.
Right.
So I thought, well, this has got to stop.
You're never looking at the blurbs of the upcoming stuff.
That's funny. They never normally go beyond 12.
Yeah.
I found out, I was thinking it's only going to, I thought it'd be, you know, a little box set before Christmas. I'll just get this in. Yeah. There's 69 episodes.
Oh, no!
Yeah. It's not different seasons. They just thought, you know what, roll it out. We'll just do one while we've got everyone here.
This is Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
I've been pestered by a friend of mine who runs an Italian restaurant. And, he's Italian.
Yeah.
And he's got a bulldog.
Yeah.
I think because he loved my Jeffrey quite a lot. So he's that's what I'm going to get. And also a lot of Italians just love their bulldogs. And now he's pestering me. Where can he get his dog, you know, mating?
Really?
But it's not the sort of question I get. If you're listening now, it's not a thing I can deal with during the show. I'm not like a bulldog pimp. And I've got a lot of...
I didn't realise that was a sideline of yours.
No, it's not. I can't tell him. He's sort of saying... He's texting me going, John, you have to get this pleasure for him. I'm thinking, I can't do this.
I don't want to discuss
that. What do you mean? He's not doing his...
Does he text like that?
Yeah, he does exactly that accent. Isn't
there a bulldog mating app? Can they not sort of hook up internationally?
Like Tinder for bulldogs.
Exactly, yes, right. Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you something, Gav. If there isn't, I love the fact you've cheese-salad yourself and perhaps destroyed your chances of earning billions by giving by giving that idea for the world, which is absolutely brilliant. It is.
You really just...
Yeah, no, but you've just given it away now. That's gone.
I have, yeah.
That's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Gone. So say goodbye. If we read about that in sort of 2 years' time being sold off...
Yeah, it was my fault, yeah.
No, but I know you're a left-wing like me, Gav. You don't want money anyway.
No, I don't want money.
Just happiness.
Just want society to
okay,
be happy.
Okay, I was asking at the start. We shouldn't have banged on about that. It was just an odd text to suddenly get. Mm. I should have looked at my phone. Turn it off. A British Airways plane is in use, right? Despite pilots having smelt fumes...
What?
5 times in 7 weeks.
Whoa.
On the plane. Engineering inspections have not found the source of the fumes, which had an organic, cheesy, oily smell.
Well, someone's been smoking what's
I don't know. Maybe they're running planes on cheese. Cheese. I'm just saying, I wouldn't risk it, you know.
Wouldn't risk it either.
No, I wouldn't. No.
High octane fuel. It is only vapor. Fuel is vapor.
Yeah.
If it's just there as liquid, you can't even set fire to it. God knows I've tried. It's only when it is vapor that it starts.
Mixed with air, yeah.
Yeah, so all they've got is. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't even like it when I get on a plane and you can still smell a little bit of baby sick.
Oh.
That's enough to make me think it's not safe. It's not safe to fly. You know, I don't like it sometimes when I'm near the loos.
No,
I don't like that either.
Although I have been on a plane when they've had a blowback from the blue loo.
No.
And you've never seen a passenger so cheesed off. And I'm not going to tell you which airline. And so shoddily handled. No, he really did have reason to complain. He came back covered in blue like he's just been
one
of
the blue liquid.
Like he'd been one of those guys who's done one of those bank robberies. Those bank robberies where he's got blue stuff all over it and got blue hands with his. I think it's the same gear in there.
Yeah.
And it had obviously blown back. It was all over the door and everything. I don't know. Occasionally it happens.
I didn't know that could happen.
Yes, it can.
That's terrified me.
No, that's why I always wear the lid down. Lid down when you flush that sucker.
Always.
Yeah.
Never risk it. No. Ever since I read about that years ago. Do not leave that up because a change in pressure is a bit of turbulence that can all come back at you, as it did with this guy.
Oh.
And he didn't have a change of clothes.
There's no shower.
Boy, did he have to suffer. Instead, they heated up a load of towels for him. Those little towels.
Hot towels.
They're tiny.
Yes.
Absolutely tiny.
Yes.
He must have been crying.
No, it was awful. It was awful.
Dabbing his tears away with little hot towels.
Not even the offer of a free meal, I can see in a piece of it. Anyway, so that's the worst case scenario, but I think if you smell something organic, cheesy and oily, well, that's a time, then maybe let's get a different plane. Let's maybe find out what these fumes are.
Yeah.
It's happening way too often.
It is, isn't it?
Way too often.
What, 5 times in 7 weeks on the same plane?
No.
Yeah, you don't want to hear what's that smell.
But they say they can't find a leak. He said, we don't know, we can't. But how do you find a leak of fumes? Well, you just walk around going,
There must be a little sensor machine they can look at.
Gav, maybe on your app you can find a dog.
My dog and
that can
and
sniff
fuel
fumes.
Leak.
They can fuel leak. A fuel leak hound.
There are numerous dog Tinders.
Are there?
There are loads.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what the thing is,
missed
Gav?
That boat, yeah.
No, it's great minds think alike.
Yeah.
Not exactly. A great mind was ripped off on air, which is a nicer thought. Radio X. This is the 4 till 7 thing, absolutely live on Radio X. Wednesday is the day of hateful competition. It's the day when things turn nasty. That's Britain's shortest running, least engaging, lowest scoring civic-based true or false challenge, yeah. The Pet Time Quiz, which, as you know, Dr. Sunita Templeton breaks both rules of all competition. No snivelling, no gloating. She does both with hideous ease, I would say.
Yeah, she does, yeah. She takes it easily. Yeah.
No, normally, you're such a good person. Anyway, Monday... I tend to like to run a chart for you to play, right?
Ooh, a top 10.
Hit it, little sign. I got a top 10 here. This is a top 10 of the decade's most popular books. Now, there was 50, but that'd be too long a show.
Yeah. It would be, yeah. Spin the coin.
Heads or tails?
Tails.
So, these are...
Straight in.
These are the... it was a list of the top 50 most popular books of the 2010s.
Okay.
I know. It's just going to be so nice when we get 2020s and we're through this whole... the 10s.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called. Anyway, I've got the top 10 here. We're just in the top 10. I've got to tell you, if you are a fan of books, which I am, it's the most depressing list you've ever read.
These are the biggest sellers.
Oh, we've got Dickens and Shakespeare and even Alistair MacLean.
Yes.
You know...
Wilbur Smith.
Len Dayton.
Yeah.
And honestly, the crap that's in here, you're going to be stunned.
Okay.
Right, let's start off with... well, it's a kid's book. It's Gangster Granny, David Walliams.
Right.
But... Is Lean In 15, The Shift Plan by Joe Wicks. These are the top 10.
Joe Wicks.
Joe Wicks. It does Lean In 15, The Shift Plan. And it's not a patch on Unlocking the Gamma Core.
No,
Mike and Madden. Is that more or less than Gangster Granny? Higher or lower than Gangster Granny?
I think it's going to be lower than Gangster Granny.
No, it's higher.
Really?
Yeah, control of the board goes to you, Gavin Woods.
Okay, yeah.
We've got Lean In 15, The Shift Plan, Joe Wicks.
Yeah.
What about Gone Girl by Gillian Flynn? Is that higher or lower than Lean In 15?
I think it's higher.
It's lower, Gav.
Oh.
It's lower.
Well,
yeah.
That Joe Wicks is a very good-looking man.
Yes, he's sold a lot of books.
He has.
Okay.
He really has shifted a few units.
The Girl on the Train, Paula Hawkins. But is that higher than Gone Girl, Gillian Flynn? Higher or lower? Have you read either of them?
I've read both books. I've seen both films.
Girl on the Train's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've read one page that fluttered past
Gone
me.
Gone Girl's good, actually.
Is it? I read one page that was I found on a beach.
Weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to say higher.
It is higher, sir!
Yes!
Okay, with The Girl on the Train, but is One Day by David Nichols, is that higher or lower than The Girl on the Train?
Lower.
It is lower. Well done, suds. Right, we're with One Day. But it's The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest. You've got to get the girl in the title.
Yeah,
here. That's three in there.
That's what it is.
But
yes.
It's The Girl Who Kicked
girl
the
with
Hornet's
the Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah, this is in the series,
right,
the
right,
Hornet's Nest
right.
One. I'm going to say higher because they're massive, those books.
Okay, it is higher. Well done, suds. We're going to stick with you if we may, my love.
Okay,
is Jamie's 30-Minute Meals higher or lower than The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest?
Lower.
No, Jamie
Oliver, since you don't mess with
Okay, we're with Jamie's 30-Minute Meals. Gav, this goes to you.
Yeah, go on.
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Is that higher or lower than Jamie's 30-Minute Meals?
It's higher.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
No, it's lower, it's lower.
It's lower.
Okay, we're with Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. But is 50 Shades of Grey higher or lower than... Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Higher.
It is higher. Right. Is 50 Shades Darker higher or lower than 50 Shades of Grey?
Lower.
It is lower. Is 50 Shades Freed higher or lower than 50 Shades?
There's a top three.
Yes.
Oh,
they're the
lower.
Top three. Well done, so it's forgetting that. It goes. One Day, Gone Girl, The Girl on the Train, Gangster Granny, Girl Who Kicked a Hornet's Nest, Lean In 15, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, Jamie's 30-Minute Meals, and then 50 Shades of Freed, 50 Shades Darker, 50 Shades of Grey are the top three.
Wow.
Yeah. And you talk to me about what women want.
Starting a business means you had to be a businessman. A Tom, a Dick, a Harry, or not. If women started and grew businesses at the same rate as men, they would contribute an extra £250 billion to the UK economy. That's why at NatWest, our new funding platform, Back Her Business, is helping more women to get started. So you can get started too, whatever your name happens to be. Search NatWest Rethinking Business. NatWest. We are what we do.
UK residents with new UK projects can apply. Specific criteria apply. 2019 Rose Review claim equal to 4 years natural GVA growth.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thang.
Radio X.
Has anyone here got a massive super yacht?
Not the last time I
you
checked.
You liars!
Don't tell them, son.
Because there's an important thing here about super yachts now is it's all about accessories.
Right.
Would you believe there's more boats that are now... The support yacht for super yachts is now the real prestige thing.
Oh, so how cool your tender is?
No, your support yacht. It's often bigger than the super yacht.
It's like having a better...
It's got supplies on it and stuff.
It's got all your toys on it, all the speedboats. Oh, the crew live on there.
Right.
You don't want the crew all living on board, are you?
That's true, yeah. Of course not.
Effectively, what you're doing is like sailing around with an estate. Seriously, it's like bringing around, like it's like constantly running the seas with like a poor area for the workers just behind
little
you.
Industrial estate on
exactly.
The water.
It's like a tower block.
Car service garage and everything.
Yeah, exactly right.
I want to bring the Ferrari aboard.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, but so you put it on that ship there, it's freeze up room.
Excellent.
Also, the ocean can be a savage environment, but not for those with deep pockets. Rising numbers of mega yachts. They've got cinemas, spas, pools, submarines, helipads.
Right.
But a few of them. Okay, one's got two helipads, a 12-metre pool, and a spa containing a cryo sauna in which liquid nitrogen vapour is used to repair muscles.
Whoa.
What?
I'd love that, man.
Sure.
That appeals.
repair muscles.
The Azam is owned by the leader of the United Arab Emirates. It's 180 metres long.
That's long.
That's enormous.
That's massive.
How many football pitches?
Well, it's got 9 decks. You've got Roman Bravich. He's got 2 helicopter pads, 24 cabins, 3 launch boats, 2 swimming pools. Because if you're on a yacht, you might not want to swim with some of the family.
That's true, yeah. And you might want to land on the other helipad.
You develop different cliques. Yeah, right.
It's like a different scene on different part of the boat.
The guy who owns, Al Rashid Makhtoum, the guy who owns Dubai,
right.
He's got a yacht that can accommodate 115 guests.
What? Just guests.
Yeah. Do you know what? The guy who owns your football club, Gav, Usmanov,
he doesn't own it anymore. He's at Everton now, yeah.
He's at Everton, yeah. He's got a 25-metre pool on his yacht.
Pool?
Yeah. Thing is, what I'd like to... Yes, pool. I mean, it's old,
25 metres?
Well, especially you're surrounded by sea. The Mediterranean, not good enough. But I guess for winter. What I'd like is, if I had one of these, show jumping.
Yes.
I'd like to be able to sit on the deck, be show jumping.
Or polo.
Yes.
I've got a better one.
No, but show jumping a bit more controlled, isn't it? It's like, because people just go past you and they just see a horse. So you've got the sort of, you got the barrier, and they just see, it's like, are they show jumping?
Was that a horse I saw jump up?
It was definitely show jumping out there.
That's
just
brilliant.
Round the deck. or I think a bowling alley's good, but it's like 9 lanes.
Ski slope.
Yes, Gav.
Because you're in the summer, don't forget. This is your summer holiday,
really
Portofino.
But you're
doing a bit of dry slope skiing.
That's really good.
Everyone really jealous.
Yeah, or just a langlaufing track round the boat. You just see you just doing that. That's kept nicely snowed.
Telemarking away in the middle of summer.
Yeah, right.
In your speedo.
I don't know. I think show jumping, for me...
Yeah, it doesn't get more...
A squash court is quite lively.
That's very.
Because of the headroom.
Yes.
That takes out a lot of cabin.
It does.
Game of squash, anyone? I just think if you got one of these boats, do run on board with like tennis racks. Just a decent tennis court. It's always good. I'm just going down. We're going with tennis. Other yachts on you going...
I thought we were riding this morning.
Can't say, I didn't know there were so many super yacht owners listening to the show. I feel really...
Well, there's been a lot of interest in this.
Well, for instance, Mark, who's from...
We were discussing unlikely large-scale luxuries on yachts.
Well, no, quite like them. In the news, I mean, someone's got a 25-metre pool, they've got bowling alleys.
Huge, isn't it?
Yeah. No one's got a squash court yet, which is what I'm going to go for. Also, show jumping.
Yeah.
I just love it. If you can't quite see it over the rail, and suddenly you just lift your horse. Like,
you just hear the sound of hooves.
Was that a horse?
No.
Anyway, Mark from Castlewood.
From Castlewood.
He's from Castlewood. Where are you from, Marky? Castlewood. He says he's got like a crest to run. He's got a bobsleigh. That's impressive. Go right into the hold.
That's
and out the back. Mark in Wigan. I'd like to see him go toe to toe with Mark from Castlefield.
Yeah, maybe we could get someone in from St. Helens as well.
In a War of the Roses battle of the North. actually, it's not quite. You want a boat big enough to contain its own island?
Wow.
No, Mark, you got that wrong. No. A boat. You can. It's got a boat on it.
Boat that you can
sail.
So boat
that's got enough water on it.
You can sail.
You can sail another boat on top of
that. No, going for a sail on the boat.
On the boat. On the boat.
Just off to do some sailing, dear.
I'm just going to wait. I'm going to do it on top deck. I'm going to sail. I'm going to sail. We've got like a big lake.
What is it? Like a motorboat? No, we've got a lake. Well, it's a sailboat on a motorboat.
No, but would it be possible if you did have a boat, right, to create just like a. Like a thing that comes out that creates like quite a shallow lagoon, your own little bit of sea.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Wonderful.
And it sort of comes up, rises up a bit like something sort of quite like the abyss when that thing comes up.
Yeah.
But it's like that, and it's just like really nice, calm water, and it's been sieved, so you know there's no sharks or anything.
It's all nice. Yeah,
it's all nice. It's been
maybe there's a little bar attached to it.
Yeah, you just go down with
it. Oh, it's got an island bar in the middle that you swim up to
with a DJ.
This is the fun you can have once you start, and then you realise how dull they are. All of these people. But essentially, I tell you what the problem with super yachts is. The problem with super yachts is that everyone on them is poorer than the owner.
Yes.
By just guaranteed.
Because
all
his mates have super yachts.
Sure.
Yes.
So the only people impressing are people who are much poorer because they're the only people who go on it.
And
because
no
everyone else has got their own. So they all park up next to each other, sort of looking at each other like,
staring.
Are you going to come on my yacht? And you have a look around here, and then we can all go back our separate ways, and everyone can now talk about who's got. Yeah, it wasn't really good. They had a tiny tennis court. Yeah, didn't they? See the size of that lake?
It wasn't even gold.
Pathetic. Someone else says, Tej, how about a dog track? you might be money in greyhounds. That'd be brilliant. Just to see them really go around there. And right round the deck.
As you come on board, there's a tote guy there.
I'd have no guardrail. So they can really see the hair.
Yeah, really fizzing past.
Go, is that hair moving around that? Suddenly the dogs are released. We can only get four on, but it's still a nice track.
Yeah.
What else we got?
That was Chris in Farnham. He also suggests maybe a NASCAR oval.
That's too much. Let's stick with dogs. What else we got there, Gav?
Okay, Simon in Littlehampton says, Johnny, surely a full 18-hole golf course, but without any par fives, as that would be ridiculous.
That is, I think 9-hole pitch and putt is quite good.
Yeah, par threes only. Maybe one par four with a sea hazard.
Yeah, no, just a nasty dog leg. Yeah, right. Radio X. Gav, I've stepped out the shower. Now, don't you hate when you've got to look for things when you're dripping wet like that?
Yes.
I don't know why.
I've had to answer the door from the bath. There's that, it's really annoying.
Especially if you've got to go for the dressing gown, then
that's
over
right,
and wet.
Yeah. And then you walk water all over the carpet.
Right. Were you watching me? Anyway, so I've gone then to a box I've got in my walk-in cupboard.
Yeah.
No, you can tell already this. It's not a particularly good area of the house.
Okay.
And anyway, I've got a box there of all sort of old bathroom crap and stuff I've nicked from hotels.
You're looking for more gel, yeah?
Yeah, sorry, I've stepped out the shower gel to find. Sorry, I've stepped out the shower to try and find some shower gel to wash down this old body of mine.
Sure.
You know, I got to.
Yeah, I know.
I got to wash this old carcass I'm dragging around with me. Yeah, this old.
It's like being your own stable lad.
Yeah.
It's like you're the horse and the stable lad.
I am exactly right.
Yeah.
In fact, I should get a groom. Anyway, Gav, the point is.
Yeah.
Eventually, I found this thing, and because I didn't have my glasses on, I'm sort of, you know, doing
the. Oh, yeah. The back and forth.
This strikes me as all right. I remember this. It was quite an expensive hotel. This will be all right.
This will be good, yeah.
So and what I tend to do is these days, I step out the shower slightly, lather up.
Yeah.
And then get back in for the rinse off.
Sure.
You know, I've seen how they work at car washes. And when they're doing a big, powerful 4x4. And that's what I liken my body to.
Yeah, it's basically man-valeting what you're doing.
Yeah, sure. It's like washing, I don't know, washing this body, it's like washing an old Vauxhall Frontera.
What, the double cab one?
Yeah, exactly that. The double cab. Yeah, weird double. Anyway, the point is, Gav, I put this stuff all over me.
Yeah.
And it won't sort of wash off. And I sort of realised.
Oh, is it that sticky,
no,
oily?
No, it's some kind of oil or something. Some kind
or
of
conditioner or
no,
something.
And now the water is just beading off me. It's just, I'm like a water, I'm like a barber.
You're like a muscular seal.
I'm like a wax jacket, Gav. It's just kind of, and then I now got to find something to wash the shower gel off. And nothing will take it. I haven't got it. And
you need something to break it down.
No,
yeah.
Funny enough, we were talking about soap the other day. I found I'd nicked a tiny sachet of soap about 10 years ago from a hotel, which, you know. So I started doing that, and not even that's working. So I feel if I look greasy today.
I think you're going to end up with a superpower at the end of this experiment.
It was just so annoying, Gav. You can't really tell, but even my hair feels greasy. I don't know how to get rid of it. I've got to go buy some shower gel now and then wash this old body and this. Yeah. This old lulking frame love to call my body.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
It's time for me to. Cheers, shit. Not for chip. That works almost too well, doesn't it?
Cheshunt,
yeah. Or Che Shunt.
Che. Yeah.
Like Che Guevara.
That works, yeah.
Che Shunt.
Yeah.
If you live in Che Shunt and would like to be our Pet Town correspondent, please text the show on 8. Don't even start looking at me, Shunter. I'm not being funny. We haven't even started yet. No, doing that stupid thing you do. Like rubbing your hands and... We're just playing a sodding game, all right? It's just a little game.
No point playing. It's
just a bit of fun.
Seriously.
Oh, God,
it's
horrid. Just a bit of fun.
Just a bit of fun.
Yeah.
This is why no one will play with me over Christmas.
At the start of it, shut up. At the start of every week, we adopt a pet town. Like I say, on Monday, Town 192, Cheshunt in Hertfordshire. If you live in Cheshunt, you'd like to be our pet town correspondent. I've got to tell you, our Welshman last week raised the bar on this one.
Very good.
He was very good, wasn't he? Text the show, 83936, or email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Time now. For radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic based, true or false challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, hear ye. It's my dad, Chris! Gav, your buzzer, please.
In honour of Prince Charles launching his boat.
Play that again, Gav?
Certainly.
That's
I think I managed to style out my text alert going off there. Mm. It happened at the same time. That's the first time it's happened during the show. And big sigh for a moment, wasn't quite sure, but now I've crossed myself up. Yeah. That's a great one. Let's have yours, Such. Oh, lion.
Whoa.
Lion.
Whoa. Whoa. There are pets up and down the country freaking out now.
Have you ever messed around though with it, with like the pace of the human voice? You ever done that, Cap?
Yeah. What you mean, making it grow?
But when you rock and roll, it's amazing how deep it.
It does get.
But I sometimes think maybe we're just playing like tigers and stuff at the wrong speed.
Yes.
And if you actually play it right, you go. Oh, yeah. We're from Surrey. We're tigers, really. But we sort of hang around at the zoo. But you slow it down. It's like rawr. But you're tiger noises. That's just two grown men going rawr. But do you know what I mean?
I think you're exactly right.
Or an elephant when it goes like that. But you just at a different speed. It's like I've got to reach.
Yeah, it's all it's doing.
I've got to reach. It's just a question of what speed.
It's saying, ow.
Yeah, it could be like that. You have a little mosquito. And a cat could be going, where's some blood? I want to try and bite you. I'm looking. Sorry, Since. Here's the rules. You must wait for me. Sorry, Since. I was diverting from the competitiveness of the case. Since looking at me like, hey, is there time for doing animal noises?
There's a time for a quiz.
There's a time for a quiz. Sorry. What if I could get the new animal magic gig?
Yeah. We should work on that, yeah.
Yeah, I could do all the silly voices.
Let's do it.
Okay, the rules. You must wait for me to finish before answering true or false. It's 1 point for a correct answer. You will lose a point for every incorrect answer. Let's play the Pet Town quiz. True or false, my loves? Christina, a tattooist at Fat Tats in Cheshunt, was recently ranked 8th in the top 10 female tattooists in Hertfordshire. You should follow on Instagram. I think Gavin's
That's
in that.
Got to be true.
It is true. Well played, Gavin.
Yes.
Brilliant. True or false? There are cafes in Cheshunt named Fothergill's, Gorgeous Gertie's, and The Cafe. Sunter.
True.
False. Yeah, jive turkey. Don't look at me with your eyes like, what's that?
He just did like a funny little laugh at me. That's not very sporting, is it?
Especially not with your eyes like coals. Look at her eyes, Gav.
I'm the competitive one, Gavin.
Can I just say, but with your, because you like to stay pale, you look like a snow woman. you got eye, you got a carrot nose. Look at her eyes, like coal.
They are like coal.
They're cruel and
dark brown.
No, they're not. They're like coal.
They're black as night.
Yes, they are. Schwarz wie die Nacht. True or false? Let's get back on track. But she has got eyes like coals.
She has, yeah, yeah.
Like coal. Otherwise, there'd be lumps of coal. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
True or false? Jump City, UK, in Cheshunt, insists that all tracksuit bottoms must be tied securely before using the trampolines. Gav.
I find that unlikely. False.
It is false. Well done. I'll tell you what, you sus big sire. Feels like it's like shooting fish in a barrel. Oh, you are...
Just checking it's working. Yours is very loud. I wonder if maybe yours is a bit too loud.
Okay. For such thing, this is nothing wrong with mine.
True or false, a man in Cheshunt has built a replica Millennium Falcon in his back garden. Sunter.
True.
It's false. What's happened to your game?
I'm just feeling very positive because it's Christmas. I want everything to be true.
Oh, it's a wonderful feeling.
True or false?
Stop it.
This is like a lap of honour.
This is so easy.
You're being very bad winner right now. See?
Don't look at me, son.
That's not how I'm supposed to be, not Gavin. Gavin doesn't do that.
Okay, Cinta's pointing and whinging. It's pathetic.
I'm in her head now.
You're right. You've done it.
I'm rent-free.
And also this one now, it's like the home run.
It is. Yeah.
You're just now just waving at the crowd. That's you know, you've done it.
I'm not a big fan of this type of Gavin behaviour.
This type of Gavin behaviour.
Yes.
I'm not a fan of this type of Gavin behaviour.
It's very out of character. No, I'm not sure what's going on here. You're supposed to be very gallant in your winning.
I'm not gallant. I'm not a fan of this type of Gavin behaviour.
We must modify him. Yeah.
I'm allowed. What? And then it all went very strange for everybody. True or false, in aid of local charities, Cheshunt Comedy Club is hosting an entire night dedicated to the knock-knock joke.
So true!
You're pathetic, it's false. It's honestly, you've been put to the sword.
I didn't even have to.
I think I'm over this, Chris.
-3.
I think I'm bored -3. Are we really still doing it? I mean,
-3, -2. Well done, Gavin.
I don't think it's worth bothering with anymore.
No, -3.
New thing on a Wednesday, big sigh.
I love this quiz.
I don't think it's worth it.
Great quiz.
No, because it's the shortest running quiz.
This is the sound of an express service from Mercedes-Benz Cars. Two of our expert technicians working exclusively on your Mercedes-Benz while you sit back and enjoy a complimentary coffee on us. All it takes is as little as an hour of your day. The whole process is quick, easy, and hassle-free. Get an instant quote online and book a time that suits you. Simply search My Service and book yours today. And before you know it, you'll be on your way. Subject to the service required at participating retailers only. Terms and conditions apply.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Listen, our pet town this week, I've been called, Gaz, we've called Cheshunt.
Cheshunt, yeah.
We've got a caller, it's gone mad. We've never had so many texts complaining about how it should be pronounced. So here, from our pet town, Cheshunt, is Callum. Hi, Callum.
Hello, Johnny.
You're right, mate. Listen, you're one of the many people that texted. I'm pronouncing it wrong, am I?
Mate, you've been calling it wrong all day. I don't know why you keep calling it wrong.
Okay, are you from there, born and bred?
Born and bred from there, but you're calling it the wrong name.
What should it be called? How's it pronounced?
It's Cheshunt.
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 Okay. Cheshunt.
Right, Cheshunt.
Okay, that's because you can't tell. Lots of people have written that, but I was just sort of thinking, well. Okay, listen. So, Gav, our pets. Apologies to everyone.
Yeah.
In Cheshunt.
In Cheshunt. Yeah.
Sorry. In Cheshunt.
Cheshunt. Yeah.
So it's Cheshunt. Yeah. Am I pronouncing it right now, Liam?
It's Cheshunt, yeah. Cheshunt, not Cheshunt.
Callum.
Sorry.
You've got every name wrong. Don't worry, you've got it wrong all day.
Sorry, Callum, it's pronounced Cheshunt.
Yeah, we've got it now.
Cheshunt. Okay, thank you very much indeed. That, ladies and gentlemen, we've met and we stand corrected. Apologies to everyone there.
Yeah.
Callum in Cheshunt.
Radio X.
I've read your story today. I think it's the biggest assault on workers' rights, and we should act as one.
Okay.
And all walk out throughout Britain. Every worker. I'm calling a general strike.
I'm ready.
A general strike.
And I'll tell you why. Because we've got to make a stand. And that's ironic, thinking about it. Because it's we've got to make a stand over what the bosses are trying to do with toilets.
What
have you read about this?
No.
Well, so we're entitled to a comfort break. We're entitled to go off and
as necessary.
Right, right. Yeah. But what they've done is they've built a loo now that's got an inclined seat. To stop people staying on it too long.
That's like fast food restaurants, those lean-to things where they don't want you sitting down for too long.
I don't know, Gab, but this has got a sloping seat. It puts pressure on leg muscles, making it uncomfortable to sit down for a long time. They've discovered the key angle is 13 degrees.
Oh, God.
Because they don't want, no, because they don't want, you know, people just going to the loo for ages.
But it's an. I like going to.
No, they can't start. It's called a comfort break.
It is, and it is a bit of a sit down.
It is a sit down. Believe me, for me, it's been times, but that's been the real quality time of the day, Gavin.
Exactly. Good thinking time.
But Dr. Sandra Templeton, what do we think about that?
I think it's outrageous.
I do.
I mean, next they'll have sort of ejector seats. That'll sort of boing you out of there.
Right,
if you're taking too long.
That might be quite a cavalier strategy.
It could be, yeah.
Too early.
Well, yeah, that's true.
They'd have to get their timing just right.
They would. They'd have to make sure you're belted back up, obviously. Yeah, yeah.
It'll just make you work on commodes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so what side are you on?
Hold on a minute. This is
always anti the van. Remember that.
You're giving the Chinese ideas. Sometimes.
No, that's what they're going to end up doing. You're going to end up sitting on something that sort of moves around like the countdown clock.
Yes.
And before you know it, you're like upside down as you. With no warning, so it just suddenly tilts slightly. Whoa.
Oh, that's terrifying.
5 minutes.
So if you're sat at your desk and everyone's on a commode, does a screen sort of shoot up around you as needed? Or
I should hope so.
Or, you know, it's like sound insulation.
You're being really tongue-in-cheek about it, but it just really shows that attitude, doesn't it, that bosses really have?
Yeah, it kind of
You know,
does,
while they're
yeah.
paying you, they don't want you just skiving off to the carsy for like half an hour.
Of course, for someone like yourself, TJ, your leg muscles, they can handle it.
For me, exactly.
He doesn't sit down. He does a crouch.
The trouble is, for you, discomfort. For me, just another challenge.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's just
I can start developing like a...
It's a different
like
kind of press.
An office triathlon. Yeah. You know? That might form the middle section. I'm going to quick 2 hours on the car seat.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Okay, Christmas now, just 8 days away, with Santa packing his sleigh. Very busy now. Remember also Santa's... he loves the booze. We know that. He takes a little sip of brandy at, up to 30 million households. I mean, the guy can take it. The guy can put it back. Imagine that, 30 million shots. What was that noise? Anyway, was Santa busy packing his sleigh? What, did you hear a noise then?
I think there was
Did you, boys and girls?
Some weird disruption.
Listen, if you hear that noise again, would you all yell out, please? If you hear that noise again, would you yell out, please? If you're listening in cars... Because I heard a strange noise then. Anyway, Santa's busy packing his sleigh, ready to deliver presents all over the world. So we decided to help compile his naughty list. So you've been sending in your nominations. Joining us to go through them is Santa's head elf, originally from, I think, South Africa, quite weirdly. And he is Mike.
Yeah, it's Mick, actually, John.
Mick.
Mick Van Elf.
Hello, Mick Van Elf. Welcome. Thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, not a problem, mate.
Okay. I know it's a bit of a commute. How's it all going in Santa's workshop pre-Christmas? A happy time, a good time, a hard-working time, but a very rewarding time.
No, not really. It's just a lot of bloody work.
Okay.
It's just full of people, really busy, eh?
Okay, thanks. So, who's going on the... does it help you, us doing a bit of naughty list work?
Yeah. Well, it lightens the load, eh?
Okay.
It just makes it easier for us to see who's being really naughty.
Okay. So, who are you going to be adding to the naughty list today? I've got... have you got any ideas here?
Yeah, well, we've been sent in some stories, eh? So, let's have a look. First up, we got Lily Grace Wielden, right? She needs to stop giving her mum attitude, right, over the placement of Christmas decorations.
Okay, just to try, she's giving her mum, this is, what was her name again, Lily?
Lily Grace, yeah. Lily Grace, stop it, Lily.
She's giving her mum attitude over the placement of Christmas decorations. That's got to be
That's enough now, eh, Lily?
Okay, as you say, yeah, stop it, Nana.
Yeah, right now.
Okay, right now, yeah.
Okay, also, we've got Vix. She's saying, I'm nominating...
Sorry, what's that name again?
Vix.
Vix.
She's nominating her husband. He just doesn't bloody listen. The consequence is she says, I won't buy the cheese balls he's been going on about for the last three bloody weeks.
Okay, that's Vix, eh?
Yeah.
Also, I know Jack in Chester has got in touch with us. What's going on there,
Mike?
Going on there, Mike?
It's Mick, eh? Mick Fun Elf.
Okay, sorry,
it's
Mick.
Jack says, my wife was hoovered up a doctor by accident.
Okay.
And spread the
Mick.
And spread the dusty turd right round the house.
Okay.
I'm on the way home to clean out the turd hoover, which my wife can't do as it makes her feel sick.
Okay.
She definitely deserves the naughty list. Yeah,
okay,
I think so,
okay,
Jack.
There we go. Can I just say thank you very much indeed, Mike, Mick.
Yeah, not a problem, eh? See,
well, a lot of people texting, where were you from originally before you got seconded by Santa's unit?
Well, we're not all from Finland, eh?
Yeah.
I'm from Durban, originally, Durbs.
Okay, thank you very much. So there you go. It's a Durban-based elf. Now, well, from Durban, seconded to Santa's unit there in Lapland.
Yeah.
But you never forget your roots, right, Mick?
That's right. Never.
Okay. Boka!
Boka, boka, boka!
Thank you very much indeed. Hopefully with 8 days to go, there's enough time for them to get put on that nice list. You can... You know, what's the word? Redeem yourselves. Thanks, Mick.
Radio X.
This is the 4 till 7 Fang on Radio X. On the phone right now is a man who's been on our screens for over 70 years. A classical Shakespearean actor, musician, philanthropist, equestrian, and now an explorer of the unexplained. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome a man I'd be proud to call my father. William Shatner's on the phone.
Yay!
I reluctantly admit to the fact you may be my son.
You should be reluctant, William.
I'm a reluctant William. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a new show on the air called The Unexplained. You're going to love it. The exact time it's on wherever your listeners are is a little
I'll tell you. Hey, William, there's a mystery I can explain. The Unexplained premieres on History from the 7th of January at 9 p.m. and explores the world's most fascinating mysteries. Now, I saw an excerpt of show one about this deadly forest.
Yes, there's a deadly forest out there. From whence no one returns.
Is that...
from whence, no less.
Can I just say, best use of from whence we've ever had on this show.
It fits, and whence is also a Christmas term.
Yes.
Good King Whence.
Yes. Yes, good King Wenceslust. Actually, always annoys me that when people quote it and say, good King Wenceslust looked out.
Yeah.
Even in church, I correct people. I go, it's Wenceslust.
Wenceslust. Wenceslust.
And then I strike them.
So The Unexplained is coming to England, but the success of The Unexplained here in America is such that we were asked to do 8 shows. After they saw 1 or 2, they ordered another 20, so that there'll be 28 shows, and that the next part of the first season here in the United States begins in February. So you will be inundated, not only with high seas in the years to come, but with The Unexplained.
Okay, wow. Do you know, I've done a show on History myself, and they're a good bunch of guys to work with. They've also been our proud show sponsors right here on your Radio X.
They know a good thing when they see it. They know a good radio station, and they know a good show about mystery and strange events
and also
things that we can't explain.
Exactly. What? They also know a good classical Shakespearean actor turned starship commander when they meet one.
Yes, they do. They're such intelligent people.
They really are. I mean, it's funny, isn't it? That you spend your early life looking for intelligent life and it was right there on your doorstep at the History Channel.
Pretty good. That's pretty fast for a guy with a mystical brain.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Bill. Across the series, can you give us a little nugget of one of the most fascinating sort of explained...
Oh, here's one. I mean, the mystical forest, nobody returns, that's pretty mystical.
Right.
How about a guy gets into a traffic accident, knocked unconscious, is in a coma for a period of time, I'm not quite sure how long, but maybe a week. He comes out of the coma.
Yeah.
Okay? He comes out of the coma, and he starts playing the piano like a concert pianist, and he is, at this point in time, on tour as a concert pianist, and he'd never seen a piano before he had the coma.
I know. Unbelievable, isn't it?
That is weird.
It's weird.
No, it's not unbelievable. It's unexplained.
Sorry, it's unexplained. Yes.
Unbelievable is another show.
Yes, sorry. I've done this. I've gone to series two. We had a woman in this country. She went into a coma and she woke up and she was speaking like a Jamaican man. She was.
Beat that, Bill.
Yeah, beat that. Beat that. Yes, it's unexplained. Not unbelievable.
That is the unexplained mystery of the human mind.
Yeah.
Perhaps the most mysterious thing in the universe is the mind.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that the universe is expanding instead of contracting, we don't know why.
No. The universe is not expanding. It's not expanding. There's just more events have happened within it. I'll explain that another time. Can I just say to you, though, this is made by the same people as Ancient Aliens and The Curse of...
That's right.
The Curse of... What I like about this is both those shows...
Yes.
I've watched every series of both those shows. Neither have ever actually found an answer. So it's perhaps appropriate they finally moved on to a show just called The Unexplained, and they've been honest with us right from the start.
Let me interject, if you don't mind. Before coming to this telephone and this event that I'm in my life, which is being interviewed by you, I was reading.
Yeah.
There are events taking place under the sea that we don't know about, and a lot more approved agencies are delving into the mystery of UFOs and undersea UFOs and even CFOs, which are head of companies.
Very good. Listen, we're going to take a little break.
Just got started. I know, what do you mean a break? Unexplained if I didn't return?
No, not at all. It'd be logical, Captain. William Shatner, will you just hang around for a little while, just for one record, and then talk to us again?
I'll go into a coma.
Okay, thank you. If you could, that'd be perfect. But not too long, and don't come out speaking in tongues.
No, my tongue is in my cheek.
Okay, nice, yes, firmly. We're back with William Shatner after this.
This is the sound of an express service from Mercedes-Benz Cars. Two of our expert technicians working exclusively on your Mercedes-Benz while you sit back and enjoy a complimentary coffee on us. All it takes is as little as an hour of your day. The whole process is quick, easy, and hassle-free. Get an instant quote online and book a time that suits you. Simply search my service and book yours today. And before you know it, you'll be on your way. Subject to the service required at participating retailers only. Terms and conditions apply.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 thing.
William Shatner, right here on your Radio X. Are you still there, William?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
I'm still there.
Thank you. I am still there.
The mystery of the brain is one of the things we delve into in The Unexplained.
Okay, this is Unexplained, a brand new series on History. Starts 7th of January, 9 p.m, hosted by the man, the legend, William Shatner. That's why he's joining us now. Just in case anyone's just joined us and missed the first bit of the interview.
They wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't dream of it. If they did, that would be Unexplained.
Yeah.
Okay, can I ask you, which is your own favorite Unexplained episode?
A group of Russian students go into on vacation to the Ural Mountains for a winter vacation, and they're about 20 of them, and they're never heard of again. 3 months later, when the snow melts, they go in search of them, and they find the bodies of these 20 students in contorted positions, and they discover, the authorities discover, that these kids cut themselves out of the tent rather than taking it, fleeing out of the entrance and exit of the tent. They in their haste, cut themselves out. They had none of their winter clothing on. They fled on barefoot for reasons nobody knows. Nobody has solved the mystery. The Russian government has tried to. Nobody knows why. It's Unexplained.
Well, it's baffled Russian police.
Everything baffles the Russian police.
No, but I'm just saying. It would surprise me is they haven't seen a lot of this sort of thing before. And what I'd like is if the Russian police just said, we get this all the time, leave Unexplained. Leave Unexplained. It's better not to investigate.
Do me Russian.
Can I ask you something, yeah? When I was a kid and used to watch Star Trek, yeah, which I still watch, which I love it, and I only watch the ones with you in, can I ask you, which, you know those kind of alien women?
Yes.
Which, was there
What's your question about
My question is, when those alien
where
women...
Where is everything?
No, I'm just saying...
Where is everything?
No, not where is everything, but which alien guys did you actually find the most attractive? Was there one that, where you thought, God, I wish there was...
The guys?
No, as in disguise, as in their, you know, their costume.
I really had an affinity towards the green paint.
Yes. I was hoping you'd say that. Do you know something? I've always wanted to interview you, and it really has been an absolute treat. Thank you so much for coming on our show. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you. He's only ever our 12th guest on this show. We don't really like guests. We made an exception because he is quite simply, I think, the Earth's greatest all-round entertainer. Ladies and gentlemen, the man, the legend, William Shatner!
Thanks, William.
Thank you, everybody. It was a delight. Take care.
Radio X.
Every single day of the week, the Woodman furnished with a hero. Mondays is always Raptor Day. Thursdays, we like to have a crazily named creature.
Yes.
So far, we've had, I've got a little list here, Gaff.
Yeah.
We've had a dragon chicken, which has legs like the...
I only bring that one up because it gives you sort of nightmares.
It's the legs.
It's horrible.
They're horrible. They're like Mrs. Lindley used to be our head cook when I was at little school. She had these all bandaged up, varicose veined legs.
Yeah.
What? No dripping? So she said to me once.
No thanks.
No, I didn't want dripping.
No.
She got me on white bread.
Yeah.
What? No dripping? They all turned around, including Mrs. Sutton, who I hated. The doorhead ant, the hammerhead bat, the panda ant.
Which isn't even an ant.
It's a wasp.
It's a wingless wasp. But it looks like a panda.
But I hope there's people listening going, it's not even an ant, actually looking at their radios and commenting.
Yeah. It's not even an ant.
And then we went wingless wasp, and they're turning around their kids and going, thank you.
Yes.
That's the sort of listener we want. Anyway, Gav, you've got a frog from India. Tell us about this frog.
I do. So the hero today, Johnny, is the purple pig-nosed frog.
Wow, that's disgusting.
Well, wait till you see a picture of it. Oh, so Christ. It's found in the Western Ghats or the Sahyadri. Which is translates as benevolent mountains. It's a range of mountains on parallel with the west coast of the southern peninsula of India.
Oh, right up against near the Naga Hills.
Yes, 990 miles of mountains, just parallel with the coast.
Just,
amazing.
It just abuts the Naga Hills of Burma.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually. No, I just thought.
So, but nice to think of a mountain range being called the Benevolent Mountains.
Lovely. I bet they're not.
No. So they grow to about 7 centimetres long from snout to vent. And they're described as having a, quote, robust and bloated appearance. The overall shape is round, so it's kind of the size of a hockey puck, but with legs.
Hockey.
They're greyish purple in colour, very small head, and the prominent snout of a pig.
So, wow, man.
So now I'll show you.
Sounds complicated, doesn't it, Sunter?
You're not going to believe that this is a real animal when I show you the picture.
Look at Sunter's red lipstick, man. It's like, oh my God. That's what this creature could benefit from.
I want to see. Oh,
it's an amazing looking thing.
This is, what's it called again?
It's the purple pig-nosed frog.
It's disgusting.
So they spend most of their lives underground, hence maybe the sort of mole-like head.
Oh, no, it's disgusting.
They've got a tiny little head, as it said, and a snout like a pig.
It's almost, the thing is, I little creepy crawlies and things. I'm TJ, sure, yeah?
Yeah.
But I am quite a merchant when it comes to things. I had a mouse in my kitchen, now dead.
Oh, yeah.
But when I was just boiling the kettle and it ran behind it.
Right.
I really did the most pathetic.
Did you shriek?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, really. Yeah, everyone does. It's just terrible. But I tell you something. If I saw this,
you'd run a mile, yeah.
Sure would, Gav.
They spend most of their lives underground.
I'm looking at it here. It's awful.
It's disgusting.
So they live like moles. They spend their lives underground. They only emerge during the monsoon to mate. So they basically, unlike other burrowing frogs, they don't even emerge to feed.
Unlike other burrowing frogs.
Well, there's some frogs that burrow in holes in the mud and stuff. Okay. But they come out to eat. They try and catch insects like other frogs. But
wait till it rains, then we'll get out and have a bit of passion, love.
But, well, the purple pig-nosed frog prefers to root out termites underground in the soil with its small pointy head and using its tongue.
I would think, you know, sometimes nature throws up some horrendous images.
Yeah.
And I would think, pretty well, apart from anything this little sucker does, is pretty horrendous. But I'd imagine this being, oh my God.
Well, when they do,
it's like a poo with eyes.
When they do emerge feeling all sexy in the rain, their flattened round shape helps them cling to rocks underwater in the fast moving streams of monsoon season.
Okay.
But that's it. That's it.
And when frogs mate, they go on each other's backs for hours as well.
Yeah, apparently. Same with the purple pig nose.
Does he?
Yeah.
Quite the chap, isn't he?
Yeah, really are. Yeah. I didn't want to bring that up. But
the purple pig nose frog, the Johnny Warren 4 till 7 thing. Salute you.
Radio X.
Radio X.
If I say to you, Anthony Daniels, yeah?
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you know who Anthony Daniels is?
No idea.
It's the guy who played C-3PO.
Correct. The guy whose character ruins everything.
No!
Every scene he's in. Yes, he does. He's annoying.
He's a Star Wars legend.
No, he's not. He's just been around for ages and makes very, very, very young kids laugh.
That's it, yeah.
Those two
and really simple adults.
They're the double act that keep on giving.
No, they're not.
No, they are.
No, they're really not.
They are.
I got annoyed with him when I was 12.
Yeah, I got annoyed with him when I was...
When it, you know.
Yeah, I did.
I
walked out of Star Wars. I did when I first, because of him. I've met him in real life as well. He was on a show I was doing once. He's quite annoying.
Right. He must be a very slim man.
No, even then he's quite jiggly.
Is he?
He's all sort of jolty and wobbly. Yeah.
He sounds a little bit like Simon.
He is a little bit like
Simon. He is a bit, actually.
I don't know. Star Wars, if you're looking for another guy. Do you know what? You're about the same height and size and everything.
And he says the same kind of annoying things.
Gav, that is cheap. Where have you been hiding that? That's up there with your Yuri Geller.
Well, it's the only way he talks, isn't it?
It is a character.
No, but look, no, I realise that.
Can I just say, Suntu is a Star Wars fan. She's turned towards Gav with her more face on.
It's very good.
It's really good.
Is it?
Yes.
I've never tried it before.
It's like
just remembering him as a character.
Like, it's like he learnt English from, what's that show where people just read books? Jack and Ori.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's like he's learned everything
the
from that.
The way they over-enunciate and tell a story.
Anyway,
yeah.
After 42 years of Star Wars prequels, sequels and spin-offs, only one actor has survived them all. That is Anthony Daniels. He's put on the golden costume of the droid C-3PO for the final time. That's it.
Right.
Mm. And it's the premiere outside tonight.
I prefer Jar Jar Binks.
No, you don't.
No, you.
I did. No, I really don't. Did. I really did.
No, you
mustn't. Has ever said that in a sentence. No,
I really like it. The kids loved him.
No.
The kids thought he's great. My kids still love Jar Jar Binks.
Really?
No, yeah.
I doubt it.
We're at Jar Jar Binks' house. Listen, because you haven't, we're growing.
And in your house, you're all about the Binks.
We're all about the Binks. Yeah.
Yeah?
It's quite, actually, I was in the square today and there was R2-D2 going around there. So I wanted my photograph with R2-D2.
Hanging out?
No, it was just hanging out. I was going to say, I filmed it. So there's a guy there behind, like I say, he's obviously operating it.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. I mean, it's proper R2-D2. It's really quite, one, yeah. Weird when you see this
life-sized
sort of...
Life-sized R2-D2.
Yes, yes. I used to have a mini... Well, my son had a mini one.
Yeah.
Which was really good that I got in Miami at one of those sort of, you know, cutting-edge shots, yeah, or whatever, which was great. You could play hide-and-seek with it.
Brilliant.
And actually looks for you around the house.
Right, wow.
My ex chucked it out. I'm actually gutted about it. It was really cool.
That's a proper toy.
It could guard rooms as well.
Oh.
And you go, R2, who is... And you ask him, like, who is, yeah, Obi-Wan Kenobi? And then, yeah, he does all his thing. And then he could do the projection of Princess,
no,
Leia.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Go, wow, and get some help.
Blown.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And it costs like $200. My son's favourite kid, my son's favourite toy, my ex chucked it out. I don't want to labour the point. Anyway, the point is, I got to the guy and I go, that's amazing. Can I have a go? He goes, yeah, yeah. So I say, can I have a go? And I'm standing by R2-D2s.
Yeah.
They're all getting ready for the big premiere out there. Mm. And, I go, come on, hurry up. And she goes, no, you've got to be polite. Mm. So I go, come on, R2, you find yourself doing it.
Yeah.
And this droid is just following me around the screen, I'm just walking along with it. And then at the end of it, I said to the bloke, that's amazing. How'd you get the technology and
yeah,
all that stuff? He goes, do you want to know the secret? I go, yeah, he goes, my son's in there.
Old school.
Yeah, his son's in there. I just thought it must have gone beyond that. I was thinking, I'll tell you what, it's bloody good. He really follows me. Yeah.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Saying to you, Si, no one likes a grass. Do they, Gav?
It's a well-known fact.
Do they, Gav?
It's a fact. No one likes a grass.
No one likes a grass, son.
A grass.
If that's what you get. Grass. No, if that's your game, yeah? But I can tell you now, the 4 till 7 thing, we don't like a grass.
Grass.
We really don't like a grass.
Grass.
A grass.
Gav, it's not it. Grass.
Grass.
I saw him, I knew him to be a grass. Okay, Gav, the yes, point is, yeah?
Yeah.
I know that little Simon's been giving it, and let me tell you, no one likes a grass. Okay. So you've been warned, yeah?
All right.
Watch yourself in the kitchens.
Grass.
Just watch yourself in the kitchens. Grass. Why do you
it's
like this?
So ominous.
Now, why do you
so
like the R?
I don't know.
Why,
yeah.
What did you pick up on that? I just don't know.
No idea.
Sometimes you just like things, don't you?
I do.
It's white grass. You little grass. We're going to go to Cheesant.
Yeah.
Where Jen is waiting for us. She's Cheesant born and bred.
Cool.
Jen, hi.
Hi, Johnny.
How are you?
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Okay, Jen is our pet town correspondent. Our pet town is Cheesant.
Yeah.
Tell us about life in Cheesant, Jean.
Jean? Did you just call me Jean, Johnny? Come
yes,
on.
Well, it's Cheesant, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Go on.
Yeah, no, it's wicked. Like, so basically, I think the best thing about Cheesant are the people.
Really?
Yeah. And yeah, for sure. Because basically, they're rough and ready, but you wouldn't want to be in a fight with them.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. That like, no,
would,
you just
they
did fight.
Would deck
no.
You.
No, but there's no. That's the definition of rough and ready. You say
yes,
they're rough and ready, but you wouldn't want to fight them. No, that's the whole point.
So you wouldn't want to fight. So,
I'm just making it clear to you, just in case you weren't sure.
Okay, it's a violent town.
No, you know they're just up for it.
Okay, nice. That's lovely.
And they don't like a grass.
But do they not like a grass?
No, they absolutely do not. No, not at all.
What is the attitude to grasses in Cheesant?
Oh, well, just watch your back.
Watch your back. Good. Sounds like a good time. Sounds
yeah,
like
yeah.
A good
steady time.
Sounds like they got their heads screwed on. Where should we go drinking?
Okay, well, I would say that everyone who, if you've been born and bred in Cheshunt, everyone will know the King James in the Old Pond.
Okay.
So the King James is the spoons in the Old Pond, and yep, you will absolutely have spent many a hour in the King James.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'd go up to maybe the Goth Soak, but that's not actually in Cheshunt, but you've also got the Red Cow.
Sorry,
well
where isn't it? It's not in...
Cheesant.
Yes. Suddenly, I don't know which town. For a second there, I thought you were talking about a neighbouring...
Yeah, sorry, I've got a bit of a cold. I've got a bit of a cold, so... Yeah, sorry about that.
Very good. Very good. We got a live one here.
So you can just make a note as well.
Jen will lie if we ask her. Okay. It's a real old game show trick, that, isn't it? Making notes on the card.
Yeah.
And they always do. Jen, where do we go for a nice curry?
Okay, for a nice curry, you can either go, again, down in the old pond, you can go to the Raj Vogue, or you could go up to Cuffley, which is a couple of towns up, to the Joy Bangler.
Okay, right. Is that first class?
That is first class, yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
But which curry house is like, you know, I say everyone has a local curry house, which is, my mother obviously never made me curry, so that curry house is like the mother curry. That's the one. Mm. That's the one. That's the, like the
you
default.
You grow up with it. Yeah.
That's like your mum's cooking, but it's not. It's like,
but it's
like
the
your
curry house.
It's like your mother curry.
Yeah.
If you're.
Yeah.
Your mother tikka. So which is your curry house that would be the mother tikka?
It'll be the Raj Vogue. That's won awards.
Okay. That'll be the Raj Vogue. It's won awards, you know, John. What about, what's your favourite? What's the Chinese? Where are we going there? What's the mother of all Chinese restaurants?
Wok You Like, obviously.
What's it called?
Wok You Like.
Wok You Like.
Is there a nightclub in Chesham?
That's the big question.
No, so there's not a nightclub. I mean, I'm in my mid-30s now, so what we would used to do is go up the A10 to Eros. Which is actually in Enfield, but Eros was
in Enfield.
That was the place to be.
Wow,
you know.
I bet it's packed with cabbies, kids.
it was awesome because if you went on a Monday night, you got in free if you dressed as a schoolgirl because it was back to the old school.
I want
to
say, wait a second. There's a Monday night deal. There's actually a Monday night.
I mean, there was. It doesn't exist anymore, but there absolutely was. Yeah.
Okay, and but there's now no nightclub in Cheshunt. Sorry, Cheshunt.
Cheshunt. Yeah, no, there's no nightclub there.
Okay.
Sadly.
So what's the latest you can really stay out realistically in Cheshunt then? When's it shut?
I mean, what I would say is that there are so many pubs and they're massive pubs as well.
When do they shut though?
I mean, like some of them go on till like midnight.
Do they? But really, there's yeah. What do we do in Cheshunt after midnight? The answer is, unless you're a werewolf, you naff off home.
All round to James, I reckon.
Either that or hang out at the park.
Oh, classic. Christ.
A 70s classic.
Wow, man.
And there's plenty of parks as well. You've got Cedars Park, you've got Whitham Park, you've got Cheshunt Park.
Cheshunt.
There's plenty of places to choose from. Oh, Cheshunt, yeah.
Cheshunt. Listen, thank you so much for talking to us. You have been a blast. Send our love to Cheshunt. We love a town that unlike a grass.
And is never short of a park.
Isn't short of where people want to know. Where there's a rough and ready crowd who they want to know about stuff. You take care. Have a great Christmas, Jen. It was lovely meeting you. Bye!
All right, cheers. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Merry Christmas. Radio
X. Give us the duvet news.
All right, give you duvet news. There's a sleep technology firm. Solutions. Sleep solutions.
Sleepwear.
Sick of losing the duvet. Sleep solutions might have the solution for you.
Is it one duvet each?
No, that's just the obvious solution.
That is the obvious solution.
That is a great solution.
Yeah.
Trouble is, you can end up with what I call snail.
What's that?
It's when there's just like a heap ends up on you. Because they're too hot.
Oh, I see, and they get rid of theirs.
Just looking like, literally, like you're just head and legs, and then there's sort of like a Mr. Whippy,
a giant
duvet
shell
on
you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Snail.
Yeah.
In which case you shout, snail, and just chuck it all off.
Right.
A sleep technology firm claims to technology.
Solutions. We can't help it.
There's certain words it's that trigger. It's crazy. A sleep technology firm, I'm going to get through this, Gav.
All right.
Claims to have solved. I've got to get past the word solved. Because solved leads to
solutions. Get past it.
Sorry.
What do they do with the duvet?
Hello, sleep solutions. How can I help? Are you looking for a solution? A sleep technology firm claims to have solved the problem of duvet stealing with a rolling bed cover, guys.
What does that
rolling.
Mean?
Well,
rolling.
Simba, that's the name of the company. They're not using the panther from...
Okay, yeah. Jungle Book.
Jungle Book, yeah. They haven't got...
No, it's the
I know,
Lion
that's a lion.
King.
Yeah.
It's a Lion King.
Yeah,
Lion King, yeah.
We were just checking.
Just checking out.
And the
cats.
Two of you are fast. Well done.
Big cat awareness. It's big cat awareness week.
But now, I need to know what is the name.
Well done. You didn't fall for my trap. Simba has come up with an infinite duvet that cannot be pulled off by either partner.
How?
Well, you got rollers and a tensioning system in the bed base, which feeds out on the other side.
Oh, like one of those things you pull down to dry your hands.
Yes.
Just a loop. It's just a loop that goes either way.
No, because that's not actually. That's a whole roll.
Oh, I see.
That's
So it's like two blinds then.
Yes.
Two blind rollers connected to one duvet, and then you just go.
No,
left
I think it's just.
Right.
I think it's just a duvet that just rolls. I don't know. I can't really understand it either. Mm. The covering moves as sleepers turn, and it's always evenly distributed.
Right.
Right.
Clever.
I get it.
Do you get it? It's just like that. It's like an infinite duvet, like that.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
If you pull the duvet, if you pull the duvet over to your side, your partner isn't going to lose any duvet because it's going to keep.
You just get more duvet coming from the other way.
I just got it.
It's a whole loop of duvet that goes under the bed.
Yes.
Wow.
I don't want the duvet that's been under the bed.
No, and also I don't want a complicated valance either.
No, because you could. Because what might. The weird thing is I like a duvet that keeps me warm, but there's nothing like a nice cool duvet, which is quite weird.
Oh, so you can get fresh, clean.
No, but you might be able to get like underneath. It could be slightly aircon under there.
Or chilled.
You say, should we get a bit of chilled duvet? I'm just going to get a bit of chilled duvet.
Yes.
You just pull
Because as Tom in Evesham points out, how do you stick a foot out? You can't do thermostat leg with a duvet like that.
Yeah, I always do thermostat leg.
Yeah, you have to. Always. You always have to.
Recently, I've taken to sleeping on my side, like I'm sitting in a chair.
How does that work?
I just find it funny.
Do you?
It amuses me, yeah. I try and sit bolt up.
And then you're on your side.
Yeah, I find it really funny. It's just funny.
Please take a photo.
I will do, but I find it funny to wake up like that. It's just funny.
You don't move.
No, I don't move overnight. Of course you don't.
You don't move at all.
No, it's a sign of weakness. I see. I don't sleep. I take sleep on. Yeah. I fight it.
Radio X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thang.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You'll get the 4 till 7 thang downloaded straight to your device as soon as it drops on a Friday. Keep those reviews coming in on iTunes. We genuinely appreciate it. Plus, over Christmas, when you're getting together with friends and family, point them towards the podcast. Say, here's a taste. And then we might have new listeners in the new year.
Get another
one. Might have new listeners in the new year. So that's our marketing campaign. If you want to get in touch, email Johnny at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.